You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
It's a very interesting scripture to start our series with. And today, our installment is yung topic nakasulat, husbands, but it's not really just for husbands, okay? It's for everybody. Pero we just want to focus on certain parts of the scripture. Next week, we will talk about the wives' verses. And the week after that, for the children. But we all need to hear this because a home is not complete without one of those personalities or people that God has chosen to build the family. Now, we need to understand that a family begins with the husband and wife. Okay? Ang mag-anak nagsisimula sa mag-asawa. At hindi, alam naman po natin na sa buhay mag-asawa, hindi po perfect yan. Marami pong mga pagsubok, maraming alitan. Minsan may mga nag-asawa, di ba? May mga minor na usapan, tapos biglang nag-escalate. Minsan naiipon, ganyan. Minsan nag-aaway. Hindi ko alam kung paano nag-aaway yung mga magulang ninyo or kayo kung if you're married. Minsan umaabot sa hagisan ng plato. Okay, minsan. Okay, kung ano-ano yung pinag-uusapan. Tapos minsan nagtataasan ng boss. Meron itong mag-asawa, minsan nag-aaway sila. At sobrang init ng ulo nila pareho. Nagkasabay, pagod sa trabaho, punong-puno na. Okay, they decided, hindi na lang sila mag-uusap. Okay? Pero, may trabaho kinabukasan. So, nung matutulog na sila, the usual practice nila, yung husband, kailangan niyang magpagising sa asawa. So, sabi nung husband, ayoko magsalita. Baka kung ano lang masabi ko, susulat na lang ako ng note. So, ito yung sinulat niyang note. Wake me up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Napaka-prideful. Ayaw niya sabihin, sinulatan niya na lang ng note yung asawa niya. So, ang nangyari, okay, kinaumagahan, 6 o'clock, dumating, alas 8, nagising yung husband. Tapos, nalaman niya alas 8, galit na galit. Umuusok. Asan na yung asawa? Asan ka na mahal? Talagang, mahal pa eh, no? Oh, mahal kasi lahat ng gasos nasa. Hindi, joke lang. Okay, so, alas 8, hinahanap niya. Tapos pag walang di niya mahanap yung asawa niya, pagtingin niya sa kama, merong note. Okay? It's 6 o'clock. Wake up. Okay, so, minsan, talagang ma-pride, ayaw talaga mag-usap. So, anong gagawin natin pag nag-aaway? We need to go back to scripture, we need to go back to the word and find out how are we to build this home if the home starts with the husband and wife. So let's start our series with that scripture that says, husbands, say husbands, love your wives. Okay. Nasaan po ang mga mag-asawa? Meron po mga mag-asawa dito. Pakitaas ang kamay. Okay. Paki-holding hands na nakataas. Okay. Patingin. Okay. Yan. Pwede po tayo maglanggaman ngayon. Okay. Kahit na Mother's Day, gawin na lang nating Valentine's Day. So mamaya po, pag may nakita kayo na para sa inyo, ipitin nyo lang yung kamay. Okay, so. Now, here we go. Paul spoke to the husbands in the church in Ephesus, and it was about loving. The context of Ephesians chapter 5, the book of Ephesians for that matter, this was a prosperous church. One of the early churches after Jesus' time, the apostles planted this church, and Paul was writing this letter to them, and in the first three chapters, it was establishing kung ano ba talaga ang ginawa ng Panginoon para sa mga pinili niyang tao. Ito, meron para kayo, pag nasa kay Lord ka, ito yung mga promise ng Panginoon sa'yo. Pinatawad ka na, meron kang destiny, meron purpose ang Panginoon sa'yo. Tapos yung first three chapters na yun, sinabi, dinikit kita sa pamilya ko, hindi ka na, okay, tupang ligaw, okay, kasama ka na dito, may mga pangako para sa'yo. Tapos yung mga susunod na chapters, yung chapters 4 to 6, there were already some practical application. It wasn't dealing with doctrines. It was dealing with certain things. How do you live out your Christianity? And we are now here at Ephesians chapter 5 talking about how we ought to live in view of what Christ has done. And this was directed specifically to husbands. Ang sabi ni Paul, husbands, love your wives. Bakit ganun? Okay. If you backtrack a little bit, verses 21, if I'm not mistaken, to 24, talks of, ang una niya actually in-address is, wives, submit to your husbands. Una niya kinausap yung wives, bago yung husbands. Sabi niya, wives, submit to your husbands, Because He is the head of the family as Christ is the head of the church. Pangunahan ko na po kayo, hindi po natin pag-uusapan yung headship and submission ngayon. Next week po natin pag-uusapan. Okay, kahit na wives lang, pero kasama po tayo lahat doon. But I want to focus on, okay, yung sinabi niya, husbands, love your wives. Bakit ganun ang sinabi, knowing that the husband is the head of the family, why was Paul, do you ever wonder why the command of God for the husbands is, husbands, love your wives. Hindi man lang, husbands, lead your wives. But we have a leadership, you know, responsibility. Yes or no? Yes, meron. Pero, pinangunahan niya, love. Bakit love? Bakit hindi, husbands, fight for your wife, or feed your wife, or husbands, work for your wife. Okay? Kasi yun naman yung mga responsibilidad natin. Bakit hindi, okay, bakit hindi yung mga ibang verbs, you know? We're gonna find that out in the moment. Now, the scripture passage that we read in Ephesians chapter 5, meron doon sinabi from Genesis chapter 2. Para mas maintindihan natin to, kailangan bumalik tayo sa original design. Kumbaga sa blueprint, di ba? Naalala niyo yung series natin ng blueprint? Okay, pag blueprint, ibig sabihin yung disenyo. Kasi yung isang tahanan, may plano ang Panginoon dyan. For the individual and for the home. For this series, we will deal with the original design of the home. So in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, ito yung nakasulat, di ba? For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. Yung one dyan, ibig sabihin, common unity or community. Hindi mathematical na 1, 2, 3. There were two words for one in the Hebrew and Greek. The word one there is the same as when you would say, they came up as one nation or as one man, or they agreed as one body. Yun yung common unity. Yun po yung word na one dyan, hindi yung mathematical na 1, 2, 3. Okay po ba yun? Malinaw. So they were united, and that is what God was establishing. But if you move back verses 22 to 23, this is what it says, and this is the original design. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib He had taken out of the man, and He brought her to the man. Okay, nakikinig yung mga singles, ano? God brought the woman to the man. Okay, in verse 24, it says, verse 23, then the man said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. I want to explain to you, before ginawa ni Lord yung babae, diba ginawa ni, ini-imagine ko, in my sanctified imagination, Lord, ano kaya iniisip mo nung ginagawa mo kami mula sa putik? Okay, galing tayo sa putik. Alam niyo bang galing tayo sa lupa? In fact, our bodies, okay, medyo nosebleed lang, ano? Yung mga elements na nasa body natin is the same number of elements found in the earth's crust to prove that we were made from the ground. Okay, trivial lang po yun. Okay, so this is, we were made out of the ground. In fact, iniisip ko, Lord, ano kaya muna mong sinabi nung nakita mo nung unang lalaki? Okay, kasi yung iba sa atin, wala masyadong self-esteem, self-image. Parang feeling natin, pag tinitignan natin yung sarili natin, nalulungkot tayo, pangit ko, man, taba ako. Wala tayo, hindi maganda yung self-image natin. You know, when God made man, ang tinignan niya yung lalaki, hinubog niya, sabi niya, man. Pero yung iba, iniisip natin, picture natin kay God, nung ginawa niya yung lalaki, man. Nagkakamot ng ulo si God. Hindi ganun. Hindi nagkakamali si Lord. Perfect si God. In fact, when He was making us, He had a plan for us. Okay? In fact, that scripture, that word man, usually kasi ang madalas nating isipin na word, pag sinabing man, is the word Adam. Okay? Or there are actually 7 Hebrew words for man based on the book of Dave Magalong, but the Hebrew word used here is the word ish. Common word for man, more often referred to as husband in the Old Testament. This is the most common used word for man, 1,714 times. Tapos, okay, yung woman, yun po yung counterpart. So yung ish, lalaki, yung isha, okay, for the woman. Now, ini-imagine ko ulit, no? Ginawa ni Lord yung babae, galing dun sa rib, pinatulog niya yung lalaki, kaya siguro mahilig matulog yung mga lalaki, pinatulog niya yung mga lalaki, tapos kinuha niya yung rib. Tapos, sabi ni Lord, whoa! Man! Sabi niya gano'n. So, kaya may woman. Okay, so after 5 years, makuha natin yun. No? Woman. Okay, isha. Kaya po, we were destined to just be a one-man woman. Ayaw mo si Spider-Man, sabi ng mga singles. Ayaw ko si Spider-Man, si Iron Man, si Batman. Ang gusto ko, isang man with no other woman. Next. Sino ba gusto nyo? Singles, gusto nyo ba ng ganon? One man, one woman man? Yes, parang mahina, no? Ni masyado. Now, we need to go back to the blueprint. Bakit blueprint? Bakit picture yung pinapakita ni God? Sabi ni God, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. God used a picture for us to see. Okay, talking to the husbands, you know, visual ang mga men, very visual, very graphic. And that is why he is giving us a picture of how it should look like. He says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. We're gonna get more into that. But know this, number one, understand that God designed the husband to love. It was built in to our design. Nung ginawa niya yung ish, you were created for relationship. There is within every man an ability to relate or to make community or connection. Whether you have a desire to get married or not, you have a love tank inside of you. If you feel like, parang Lord, I just messed up almost all my relationships, let me tell you, okay, there is within you that design to love. He designed the husband to love. He designed every man. Okay, sino yung mga single men dito? There is within you an ability to love and to care and to nurture. Hindi lang yung mga babae, but this is love is very specific. And we will discover later bakit again, nauna yung love before leadership. So what happened? If we were designed to love, if the man or the husband was designed to love, what happened? Man fell into sin. We all know the story after Genesis chapter 2. In Genesis chapter 3, they disobeyed God. So the blueprint or the plan or the design was lost. So both husbands and wives actually lost the blueprint of love. Kung ano ba talaga yung disenyo ng isang tahanan? We lost that. In fact, I got this quote from John Piper. Sabi niya, when sin entered the world, it ruined the harmony of marriage. Not because it brought headship and submission. Kasi usually, pag binasa natin ng Ephesians 5, yun palagi yung hinahighlight natin. Oh, husbands, minamahal ba ba yung asawa mo? Oh, wives, nagsasubmit ba kayo? Palagi natin hinahighlight yung headship and submission. There was nothing wrong with that. But what sin does is what it twisted man's humble, loving headship. Before we can even be a leader, it was a loving leadership that God designed. Are you with me? It would be easy for the wife to submit if you actually function in this capacity, in this design, if you would love on them. Rather than, ako ang boss ng bahay na to. Ako ang hari dito. Ikaw ang hari ng sablay. Hindi mo mawiwin yung wife mo ng ganun. How many of you husbands, you've tried that? It didn't work, right? You ended up outside the kulambo. Or you ended up getting hungry, not getting what you needed. But because of sin, it was twisted. And in some men, it became hostile domination. That's why we have husbands battering wives. Dahil mas malakas sila, dinodominate nila. Okay? Siyempre, yung physical domination plus yung voice. Sometimes it's verbal abuse. You just keep on talking down, whether that's your wife or anybody else in the family, you raise your voice. You know what? That's oppressive to the women. That's oppressive even to the wife. Your vocal fold, in fact, your physiology, yung mismong vocal folding, yung napakakapal niyan. It is very unique in men. It is a very distinct characteristic. The anatomy of the human male voice is different from the female voice. Makapal yung boses ng lalaki. There was a reason for that. But we need to use it in its proper context. Yung hindi naman hostile domination, yung iba naman, lazy indifference. Sin brought about laziness. Katamaran, okay? Yan po yung isa sa pinaka malupit na sakit. Malupit pa yan sa cancer, yung katamaran. Okay, hindi yung big C, yung big K. If the husband is lazy in his function, the family will not prosper. Next, okay, yung sinabi ni John Piper, it twisted also the woman's intelligent, willing, happy, creative, articulate submission, nagiging manipulative. Okay, medyo malalim yan, ano? Yung willingness niya to yield, ginagamit niya para i-manipulate. Sabi nila, mas powerful ang mga mommy, ang mga wives. Bakit? Kahit na head yung husband, yung leeg. Okay, yung wife kasi. Kung saan yung leeg, susunod yung ulo, baliktad. Minamanipulate, ginagamit yung influence. In fact, you wives and women, you have an influence on men more than you know. But how do you use it? If we are in sin, we will use that to manipulate it for our benefit, for our selfish ambition. In other women naman, hindi naman manipulation. Bold unashamedness. Ibig sabihin, dinodominate mo naman. Okay? Sige, subukan mo. Subukan mo yan. Tingnan natin kung saan aabutin mo sa kamatutulog. Tingnan natin kung anong kakainin mo bukas. Tingnan natin kung anong isusuot mo. Wala kang damit. Wala kang panloob bukas. Siyempre, yung husband, sige na nga. Sorry, ganun. Do you do that? Do you see that happen? Maybe you grew up in a home like that. But we want to go back to the original design. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Love your wives. It is divine duty. Husbands, this is a divine duty from God. To love our wives, just as Christ loved the church, is the picture of the kind of love that we are ought to show. Let me give you some practical examples. You know, when a man sets his heart on a woman, okay, yung mga singles, don't look around. Okay? Ayan na, mga puso, mga blood pressure. You know, when a man wants a woman, a single man, when he sets his heart and his affection on someone, okay, he begins to let that woman be the focus. Okay, kung kahit Kristiyano to, may focus to. Nag-zero in to. Biglang everybody else becomes second or far from second. Naiintindihan nyo? Everybody else becomes common. This woman is for me. This is the one. This man becomes hot and passionate for this woman. And there's nothing wrong with that. Listen to this. If you're walking with God, there's emotion that has been built into us. But do you see Christ passionate for all of us? Because as Christ loved the church, you know, this is a very selective love. This is a passionate love. As Christ loved the church, we are to love our wives. Do you know that Christ is so passionate for you? He is looking for you, waiting for you to text Him, waiting for you to listen to His voice. Diba, kung may crush ka nung high school tayo, nung college, diba? Gusto natin kasama palagi. Gusto kagimik palagi. Gusto kausap, diba? But do we see Christ like that? Do you know that Christ is still pursuing us from the first day that man fell into sin? Christ and God Himself was pursuing us. Hinahabol niya tayo. He could just, you know, strike you with lightning and say, and make you a robot and make him submit to Him. But you know what? In the book of Jeremiah, says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I draw you by my loving kindness. It is His kindness, His love that draws us back to Him. It's what Christ did before. And that's what Christ is doing even unto this day. And you will see Him do that until He returns. But do you see that this is the picture of the husband to the wife? Love, a selective love, a passionate love. It is an exclusive love. Okay, siya lang. Kaya nga, isya. Okay, isya lang. Hindi isya-isya, flavor of the month, okay? Isya lang. Exclusive love. There are threats to this love between husband and wife today. There are a lot of threats. Let me give an example. You know, family or yung mga form. Kaya nga, you will be united to his wife and they will leave their father and mother. You have to sever certain relationships. The wife should become priority, not your in-laws, not your immediate family before. Are you with me? It is the wife that becomes the top priority. Sometimes, it's career that competes with the wife. You know, yung mga wives, hindi lang babae pinagseselosa yan, pati trabaho. And they have a right to be jealous. Why? Because they own us. The wife and has a right to us because we made a covenant. It is an exclusive love. Hindi pwedeng may ka-share. Hindi pwede career. Not even children. No, there are families, they are children-centered. Lahat ng atensyon sa anak. I mean, I am not talking about neglecting your children. But if you are neglecting the needs of your spouse, listen to this. You're not following the blueprint. The blueprint is husband and wife first, then the children. Are you with me? And we need to practice that more and more in our life. You know, Steve Jobs, in his authorized biography, he wrote something for his family because he was so busy. And he wrote there that maybe so that my children, my wife would understand why I was so busy. You know, this is a very sad, you know, quotation from his biography. And as great as his accomplishments are, Listen to this. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. The wife and husband relationship has to be preserved. Because that is the picture of Christ loving us. There was no other picture that God used for His love for His church save this. In fact, the design and the glory of God, before you even see it, you know, there's no perfect church. There's none. The fact that we're part of the church makes it imperfect already. Huh? When we entered, oops, imperfect na to. Sali na ako dito eh. But you know what? In the husband and wife, God had destined that this relationship would reflect His glory. The husband and wife was to represent Christ to the world. That is why it is on top of the list of the enemy. If he can destroy the image of Christ in the marriage relationship, then he has won a lot. Another picture of this love is covenant love, commitment to stay. You know, I know of a man who keeps on working. I see him work, but there's a problem between him and his wife. Kahit na, you know, they started not talking. They started not sharing much. They started, and the wife began to be, you know, disinterested with the child. And this man has been, you know, going through difficult times. And they've not have any intimate relations. Listen to this. I see the grace of God even in men and women that they are undergoing different, but that the commitment to stay. You may not be in love, but the covenant is to commit to stay, hold the ground. Don't let it go as far as pag naririnig na natin yung mga mag-asawa nagsasabing, hiwalayin na to, ano, naghahamunan na. It is really bad. And the enemy has really lived in that house already. It is that bad. Do not let it get that far. But there is hope for these marriages because Christ's covenant is immovable. The Bible says, even if we are faithless, He remains faithful. I want for you to know that what Christ is telling us to husbands, love our wives, there is going to be grace for us. And He is modeling it because He is loving the church every day, faithfully, every day. This love is also a sacrificial love. Sabi niya, as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her. There is no love without any cost or sacrifice. We don't measure it by the sacrifice, but there is always a cost. Christ models this love for the church when He gave Himself up by dying on the cross for us. It wasn't an accident, folks. He had to. There was no other way. He sacrificed Himself so that we can be united once more in this relationship with God and rediscover the blueprint. And that's my third point. That's the last point. It says, you know, the blueprint is recovered through Christ's love for the church. I want us to understand that there is no loving apart from the love that Christ models for us. It was a sacrificial love. He gave Himself up. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 talks about this is how we know what love is. Diba? Sabi nung kanta, diba? I wanna know what love is. Ito na nasa Bible, hindi nagbabasa ng Bible. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Listen to this. The laying down of our life is not for us to die on the cross. But when we are told to carry our cross, it means a dying to ourselves. Are you with me? It is a dying to what we want. It is looking to what the wife wants or the wife needs. It is looking to the needs of others. It's putting others first. And we die to our own, you know, desires, knowing that God will satisfy our own desires. For the singles, you know, you're wondering, ready na ba ako mag-asawa? Ready na ba ako? Are you ready to lay down your life? You young men, are you ready to lay down your life? Or are you still too busy with your video games? Too busy with your own hobbies. Na, hindi ko pa kaya. Ang sarap ng comforts ito. Nakatira ako sa magulang ko. Everything's provided. Saka na lang ako mag-aasawa. Okay naman dito. Yung iba naman sa atin, nag-asawa na. Pero hindi tayo nag-cleave from the other relationships. That's why there are decisions that's mixed up. It's so hard to discern. Nasa ba yung problema? Nasa ba yung problema? Husbands, love your wives. Give yourself up for her. There are things and comforts that Christ is calling us to lay down. And it hurts. You know that you're dying because it hurts. Imagine this. Pag nanligaw ka, di ba? Bakit ka naman sasagutin yan? Ang tanong, Okay? Anong plano mo? Ang tanong ng babae pag nanligaw, ano plano mo? Di ba? Bakit ko ibibigay ang matamis kong oo? Kung wala ka namang plano. Hindi, ano lang, para kit-kit lang tayo, di ba? Holding hands, HHWW, may pa-sway-sway pa. MU, magulong usapan to. Are you with me? This covenant, this love is so important. It ought to be prayed about, sought counsel with. 1 John chapter 4, 9 to 10, another description of this husband-to-wife love. Is a life-giving love. He says, He showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. Husbands, is the love that we are giving, is it energizing our wives? You know, many, sometimes, hey Lord, bakit ganun yung asawa ko? Hinahanapan mo ng problema yung asawa mo eh. Husbands, remember this, we are the initiator in this relationship. When Christ loved the church did not seek God. We did not seek God. We did not start out looking for God. Lord, nasa ka ba? I want for you to know, when Christ loved the church, He looked for us. Siya'y nag-initiate. And we need to understand, husbands, that the wife that we have now is a result of the kind of love that we give. We have a part in that relationship. We have a response. I'm going to talk about more of that next week. But are you loving with an energizing love, a life-giving love? Kaya naman puro bad news yan. Kaya naman puro problema yan. Hindi mo inamahal eh. And I realized, the more I studied this, I realized from that word Isha, if Ish means to relate with one another, to love, or the husband, man, bakit ang unang commandment sa husband is to love your wife? You wanna know why? Because women are creatures of relationship. Women are, their greatest need is not respect, it's love and affection. That is why it is the command given to us, husbands. There is no love that woman God has given you will satisfy that woman. There is only the husband love. If she cannot see it in your life, it would be difficult for her to see it in God, because this is the picture. Women are creatures of relationship. Nag-uusap kami sa victory group namin. Kumusta kayo? Kumusta kayong mag-asawa? You know, one of the things that was commonly noticed, kasi palagi na lang kami pagod sa trabaho, pagkatapos wala na kaming quality time. Uuwi na lang kami, hindi na kami makapagluto, makapagugas ng pinggan, mag-take out na lang kami, nanonood lang kami ng TV, mamaya tulog na kami. And I was encouraging the husbands in my group. I want for you to know, I felt that too. But it took faith when I realized, Lord, sabi mo, love your wives. Eh, ba't wala na akong lakas? Sabi niya, meron pa. You just didn't ask. There is more within you than what, if you can give your energy at your work, di ba, pag nasa trabaho, parang energized ka, come on, give me something to do. I wanna do this. Tapusin natin to. If you can give so much energy in your work, I tell you, there is more energy within you to love your wife. And I want for you to see that now and here. There is a big deposit of love. You have got to see it. It is so beautiful. Pag nakita mo yung wife mo, okay, kahit ano pa nangyari sa labaw, you know, when I started believing that design na, ah, Lord, talagang dinesign mo ko to love her, no? Ang gagawin ko lang, magpo-pause lang muna ako, kikiss muna ako, kasi pagod pa ako, physically, no? Ang ginagawa ko, po-pause muna ako, magugas muna akong plato, tapos maya-maya, unti-unti, tanong, mahal, kumusta si ano? Tapos maya-maya, energized na ako, kinakausap ko na, ako yung nagkukwento, hindi niya pa tinatang yung nangyari sa trabaho, ako yung nagkukwento. And I'm not even a very, you know, makwento person. In the words of my generation. Are you getting the point? There is so much love within you because God has designed you to give to your wife. First, in verse 26 to 7, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water to the word. Again, parang, Lord, bakit to make her holy? Eh, di ba Lord, ikaw naman na mag-make holy, hindi ako. And this is talking about a washing with water to the word. It was talking about the word of God. It is talking about husbands, are you presenting the word of God to your wife? Are you feeding her with the word? If there is somebody that we need to preach to, it's not our victory group, it's our wife. Yes, we preach to people, we share the gospel to our friends, but are you sharing the word of God to your wife? Do you even ask her, Maal, okay, anong sinabi ni Lord? Anong sinabi ni Lord sa atin, sa family natin? Ito yung promise, i-claim natin to, ito. And I will tell you, you will see your life become different. You will see blessing overtake you. You will see health come upon your home. You will see joy come upon your kids. You believe that? The Word of God. You see, salvation is not just a past event. It is something that is ongoing. That is why if you've been a believer for the longest time, ask yourself, are you speaking the Word of God in your home? You take this word home and apply it. In verse 28 to 30, it says, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it, just as Christ does the church. What is important to the wife or the woman? Okay, ito, guys, listen to this. Makeup time. Huwag kang pupunta sa apart. Bigyan mo siya ng konting oras. Tara, haligan tayo. Late na tayo. Hindi pa nakapag-ayos. Gusto nila. If it's a concern for them, listen to this. We have to learn these things. We don't just study the Word and not study our wives. You, those of you who are in courtship or planning to court, are you getting to know this person that God is giving you? Are you studying one another? You see, each person is unique. And although it is generic that we want the ladies really know the love language, listen to this. Each person has a very unique love language. Because God had designed them that way. Yung mga singles na nagko-comment, ang arte naman ito mga to. It's not the way to go. You have to appreciate God in each person. There is uniqueness in the design of God. So we love because Christ loved us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. The blueprint is covered through Christ's love for the church. And it is because we can love because somebody modeled love for us. My question is right now, have you been won by Christ's love? Do you know of this love? Have you personally experienced the love of God? It is more than just acceptance. It is more than just, you know, tanggap ko to. Oh, love ko naman to eh. Tinatanggap ka niya. No. Have you seen His passionate love for you? Have you seen Him pursue you? The Bible says He is a jealous God. He is jealous for your affection. But He would wait on you. Kahit na matigas ulo natin, kahit na paulit-ulit tayo nagkakasala, we engage in immorality, we engage in infidelity, we engage in, you know, just to, for the record, when we talk about love, it is not just sex, but sex has a big part into it. The intimacy is consummated in that act. And for the singles, you know, it's not just when you remove your clothes and have intercourse. Sex begins when you hold each other's hands, when you look at each other. Diba? Yung mga beautiful eyes na ganun. Pag may magnobia, pag may pinagsasamang Panginoon, sex begins when you begin to open your heart and your secrets. So don't just open your secrets to other people. Binubuhos mo, hindi pa nga kayo, wala pa nga kayong commitment. Are you with me? That's part of the intimacy. Nagwi-withdraw ka na, wala pa kayong commitment. Nagbibigay ka na, hindi ka pa siguro, wala pa kayong covenant. That's the beginnings of premarital sex. Sex begins when you begin to talk about intimate things and you share your dreams, you know, your inmost desires. That's the beginnings of sex. When you begin to embrace and pet and kiss, medyo ibang level na yun. Naintindihan nyo? That's the love that Christ ordained for us in the picture of His loving for the church. It is passionate. It is powerful. And brothers and sisters, I want for you to see, God loves you so much. He loves you so much no matter what you've done, no matter where you've come from, He loves you so much. And if you're here, you've never understood that, I'm going to pray for you in a while. I'd like the music team to come up. I need for you to see that Christ's love is still winning souls today. Husbands, are you still winning your wives? Future husbands, are you saving yourself for your wife? Lord, in this room, we ask that you would move us. We ask that you would let your Holy Spirit come. If you are in this room, man or woman, married or not, if you know that when it comes to man and woman relationships, you know you messed up, you crossed the boundaries you should not have crossed, or you know that you've fallen short of the standard that Christ was presenting, God's grace is here. He's waiting for you. He wants to forgive you. He wants to cleanse you. Sabi dun, as Christ loved the church, gave himself up for her, cleansing her through the word. The word that you heard tonight is cleansing you. Would you acknowledge his work? Would you bow down and close your eyes? If you're in this room, you know that you have a response to make before the Lord. And it is a response to His cleansing work. Gusto niya linisan yung pananaw mo sa husband and wife, sa tunay na pag-ibig, sa sex, sa purity, sa panliligaw. Gusto niyang linisin yung pananaw mo sa tunay na pagmamahal. This is the moment. And if you know that's you, I want for you to receive His forgiveness for whatever you have done in the past or whatever might still be happening right in this room. I want to pray for you. Christian or not, if that's you, I want to pray for you. Lift up one hand. Nobody looking around. Let this be an intimate moment before the Lord. Just lift up one hand so I'll know. Yes. Anyone else? Thank you, Lord. Yes. Many hands all across this room. Anyone else? Yes. Thank you, Lord. Sino pa? Yes. Thank you, Lord. Father, anyone else? Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, God, for you are a Holy Spirit. And you make us holy by the word that we have just heard. And God, salamat dahil pinapatawad mo at nililinisan mo ang mga taong ito, ang kanilang mga puso. Lord, I pray, show them a miracle of refreshing. Lord, thank you, God, for they are not being condemned in this room. Lord, thank you, God, for you are working something in their midst that they cannot even begin to comprehend. Salamat, Panginoon, dahil binabago mo ang kanilang mga pananaw, ang kanilang mga isip. Ang kanilang mga katawan, Panginoon, pagagalingin mo. Lord, dilinisan mo din ang kanilang mga katawan. Kung maaaring nagamit nila yung katawan nila, Lord God, for something that is not of you, whether that's pornography, fornication, or adultery. Lord, I thank you, God, because you are here and you are calling them forth, your sons and daughters. You are bringing them back. And Lord, I pray that you will cleanse them, Lord. I thank you, God, for you love us with a sacrificial, unconditional love. And you're doing a new work tonight. Put your hands down. I want to pray for some marriages tonight, whether you're a husband or a wife. Whether, you know, it's a big problem or it's not. But you know, this is not being followed. The blueprint is lost. And you know that it's being recovered. And you want the fullness of that recovery. I want to pray for your marriage. Nobody looking around, please. All across this room, just close your eyes, everybody. All the leaders. If you're in a marriage problem, whether that's a big problem or a small problem, I want to pray for you. Lift up your hand. I'm going to pray for you right now. Anyone else? Yes. Yes. Lord, right before you see them humble themselves. Panginoon, give them the grace to stay in that marriage. Give them the grace to build that home as they take home this gospel and talk about it, Lord God. Whether their husband is here or their wives are not here. Lord, I thank you. Because you will bridge that gap. Lord, kung ano man yung nawawala, Panginoon, kumikilos ka ngayon, Lord, sa mga tahanan nila. At makikita namin ang pagbabago. God, I ask, Lord, for some of them, it's difficult. For some of them, it's been too long, God. It's been, Lord, they're tired. Lord, I pray for a refreshing right now. Lord, I pray for a healing of wounds, for words that have been said, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask for the grace to forgive and understand, to be patient, Lord God. Lord, I pray right now, let your peace permeate, the peace that transcends all understand. Lord, Lord, bigyan mo silang kapayapaan, Panginoon. Kapayapaan nanggagaling sa pagkakakilala sa iyo at naniniwala sila, Panginoon, na kumikilos ka sa mga sandaling ito. Sa ngalan ni Jesus.